www.voiceamerica.org.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Election in Virginia. Complete coverage Tuesday night on WMAL. A Cumulus station. News.
Special report, Texas church shooting. I'm Elliot Francis. 26 people are dead, many others injured, following the deadliest mass shooting in Texas history. Clayton Neville tells more.
It's typically a quiet town here in Sutherland Springs, 30 miles southeast of San Antonio, but the FBI, ATF, and local agencies have a large part of the town blocked off while they investigate. It's believed the shooter, Devin Kelly, was a stranger to the area, but those killed, everything but. Neighbors surrounding the church mourning a tragedy and the loss of ones they knew dearly.
In Japan this morning, President Trump called the attack a mental health problem.
This was based on preliminary reports, very deranged individual, a lot of problems over a long period of time. We have a lot of mental health problems in our country, as do other countries, but this isn't a guns situation.
The president has ordered all U.S. flags to be flown at half staff. I'm Elliot Francis. In Japan, for the first leg of his Asian tour, President Trump joined Prime Minister Shinzo Abe for a joint press conference overnight. John Lawrence reports.
President Trump says Japan has been taking advantage of the U.S. for decades.
We want free and reciprocal trade, but right now our trade with Japan is not free and it's not reciprocal.
Mr. Trump said he's confident he and Japanese officials will come up with an agreement that benefits both countries. As for North Korea, Prime Minister Abe said all options are on the table. The president also addressed Sunday's shooting massacre in Texas, calling it an act of evil. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
The president's next stop on his five-country Asian trip is South Korea. Well, Shalane Flanagan has become the first American to capture the women's title in the New York City Marathon in 40 years. Flanagan crossed the finish line Sunday with an unofficial time of 2 hours, 26 minutes, 53 seconds. Jeffrey Kamworor of Kenya won the men's division. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Drama in Seattle last evening.
Cousins takes, gives to Rob Kelly. Rob Kelly with the drive to the goal line. Redskins touchdown! 59 seconds to go, and the Redskins take the lead.
Larry Michael with the call on WMAL as the Redskins upset the Seahawks in Seattle 17-14. Next Sunday, the Skins face the Vikings at FedEx Field. Virginia's changing politics means there aren't many solid purple areas anymore as we head into Election Day tomorrow.
Maybe a decade or two ago, you could look to places like Loudoun or Prince William County's as bellwethers, but not so much anymore.
At the end of the day, you can't really say there's such a thing as a true bellwether county in the sense that what really matters are the margins in all these places.
UVA political scientist Jeffrey Skelly says the biggest indicator might be how high Democrat Ralph Northam's numbers are in Northern Virginia as a whole.
For Gillespie, if he can hold down the margins in Northern Virginia, he's going to give himself a chance to win. And if Northam can run them up in Northern Virginia, you know, that might make up for really bad margins downstate.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A 10-year veteran of the Montgomery County Police is on administrative leave while authorities investigate the shooting of a suspect in Wheaton last night. It involved the driver of an SUV who was ramming his vehicle into a car in a parking lot. When police arrived, an officer fired at the SUV driver, who is now in serious condition. It's a problem that many Montgomery County residents don't even realize is happening, sex trafficking. And today, the county council will talk about how to stop it.
The main message I want the council to take away is that this problem is vast, but we can tackle it. We have the resources. We have the skills.
Andrea Powell is the executive director of Fair Girls, an organization that helps survivors of sex trafficking. She says Montgomery County needs more long-term housing solutions for victims.
It's hard to hold a job. It's hard to go to school. It's hard to go to your counseling classes when you don't know where you're going to lay your head every night.
She says the county also needs to train citizens and police officers on how to spot victims of sex trafficking. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,539. The Nasdaq at 67.64. Sports, the Redskins win in Seattle. The Eagles and Cowboys win. The Giants lose. The Ravens lose. Late game, Oakland beats Miami. NBA, the Wizards beat Toronto. NHL, the Caps host Arizona tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105. 9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Are you single, looking to meet someone, but just too busy?
Don't worry about it.
Miracles happen every day.
Say, I once heard about a man who met the love of his life while he was flying on an airplane. Why, that could be you, too. There you are, on your way to Dubuque for business, when you're suddenly upgraded to first class and seated next to an attractive brunette who smells faintly of vanilla. She's reading the same Swedish crime novel you are, so you strike up a conversation. As it turns out, you both have exactly the same playlist on your MP3 device. By the end of the flight, you're engaged. Oh, yes, and later that day, you also happen to win the lottery. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch doesn't rely on chance. They use a proven personal approach to get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. And that could actually change your life for real. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We'll take you around the Beltway, Virginia. Good start here on our Monday morning through Annandale Tysons. Do keep alert on the Maryland Beltway. Accident has just been reported, and I'm trying to find it in the traffic cameras as well. I'm not seeing it just yet. Interloop as you come up toward Branch Avenue, so over near Joint Base Andrews. Just keep alert on that interloop side. On the interloop, top side of the Beltway, if you're exiting onto George Avenue at the end of the exit ramp, had a report of a stalled car. 270, here we come. Good shape here out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. No early problems early on in from the west on 66 Greenway or the toll road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances going up second part of the day, probably after 2 o'clock. Maybe some decent downpours in some spots. A breezy 73. Slight chance of showers early tonight down to a colder 45. That's about normal. Some rain possible tomorrow afternoon with a high near 52. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 58 in Chantilly, 61 in Kensington, 62 degrees in Washington. Among the 26 dead in the Texas church shootings were 8 members of one family. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good Monday morning to you. This is WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up this morning at 6:35, we'll be joined by John Lott of the Crime Prevention Research Center. We're going to talk about this shooting in Texas. Obviously, a very deadly incident. He knows a lot about guns, so we'll talk to John about that. 7:05, Joe DeGeneva. He's a legal analyst, of course, joining us. We'll talk about Bo Bergdahl, among other things, with him. 7:35, Trevor Maddich, WMAL's Redskins analyst, joins us on an exciting, exciting Monday morning. Given that the Redskins just won a big one yesterday. 7:45 this morning, Pete Snyder, the Ed Gillespie campaign chairman. Tomorrow, that election's tomorrow. And then Michael Oslin joins us at 8:05. He's an Asian fellow with the Hoover Institution. President Trump in Asia. Vince Colonnais, Mary Walter here in Washington, D.C. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. So how you feeling this morning? Got an extra day of sunlight, right? Aren't you lucky?
Extra day? A whole day?
An extra day, excuse me, an extra hour of sunlight, an extra hour to sleep in this morning, which is great when we fall behind, right? Springing ahead to pay for it in March, not so good. It takes me a good week to recover from that. It's awful.
It feels good to me this morning, though, because it feels like we're starting a 6 o'clock show today.
Now it feels great, but talk to me in March, April, yeah. when we spring forward and you lose that hour. It's insanity. And this Massachusetts wants to be another state that does not deal with this. They actually want to move to the Atlantic time zone, which is an hour ahead of Eastern Standard Time. And because they don't want to be part of this, because the Atlantic time zone does not engage in daylight saving time. Don't engage in it at all. So that's what they want to move to, the Atlantic time zone. Now, Maine, which is, you figure they'd be the ones, because they're the northeastern, you know, they're way up there. They're the most eastern, northernmost state on the East Coast. They passed a bill through the state legislature early this year that said that they want to join the Atlantic time zone. But the state said they can only move, the state Senate said they can only happen if Massachusetts and New Hampshire agree. So Maine's going to do it, but they got to take Massachusetts and New Hampshire with them. So they have to bully their neighbors into this, apparently, in order for them to be able to do it. So now it looks like Massachusetts is on board, so the holdout's going to be New Hampshire. Now, this is not a done deal in Massachusetts. They would like to do this. Most of the places, as I said, in the Atlantic Time Zone, most of the other countries don't engage in daylight saving. So I think it's ridiculous. I'm fine with it right now, totally down with it right now. However, in March, April, whenever it is that when we spring ahead and we lose that hour, and it I seriously feel like I've been beaten up for about a week. Hell no, I hate it. I can't stand it. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Is it time to get rid of daylight saving time? Seriously, is it time to get rid of this? I, as you know how I feel, Arizona, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, and American Samoa do not observe. I'm moving to American Samoa. That's where I'm going.
I lived in Hawaii. They don't do daylight saving.
It's wonderful.
Well, yeah, Hawaii is wonderful for a bunch of reasons, including that. Yes. Why don't we just move to one time zone? Why don't we just get rid of the whole time zone concept and just have people get up when the sun is up and people go down when the sun goes down? We don't need to do, what is it, how many different time zones? Do we have 24 different time zones? We don't need to do that.
Only four of them affect us.
Only four of them affect us. But I mean globally. Get rid of every time zone. Put everyone on the same clock so that when it's 6 p.m. here, it's 6 p.m. you know, in China. It's always the same exact time. People have different sleeping schedules, of course. And so, and you don't have to have your day fixed to work starts at 9, work ends at 5. It could be whatever it is for your community.
In your country, work may start at 3 a.m.
Right, exactly. And your daylight starts at that time. So we don't have to deal with moving the clock around for everybody. Just have one universal time. Even if we got rid of like the a.m. p.m. distinctions, just come up with, you know, use military time, whatever it is. But just have one single clock for every time zone. Is that too hard to do?
Yeah, McKay and I are looking at each other like, what have you... You got to lay off the Red Bull in the morning.
Is this too outside the box for
you? Yes, it's ridiculous. It's weird. No, that's like what... You're too young to remember. Mike McKay, do you remember when they tried to make us go metric in this country? Do you remember when that happened? When they tried to make us go metric?
Well...
So they tried to make us go metric, and they started changing signs from, you know, it said old speed limit was 55 miles an hour, new speed limit, whatever the kilometers were first, and then miles. That went over, like, that. It clearly didn't work, because Americans were like, no, this doesn't work for me. This is what I do. You can't do that.
Why can't we just
get rid of daylight saving and be done with it?
You'd rather have some places get rid of daylight saving?
No, I think we should all get rid of it. All of it. Get rid of it. Period. Done. It's ridiculous and dumb. Alaska, California, Oregon, and Montana also want to get rid of it. Finland submitted a petition to get rid of it, but the problem is they're tied to the EU, so they can't unless the EU. It's dumb. This is ridiculous. Why do we do this? Why?
Right.
Why?
Well,
I don't understand it.
I mean, to your point about the metric versus like American measurement system, the truth is, like, I like that we stuck up for the American measurement system just because it's exceptional. Because, like heck with everybody else. But it is easier to convert the metric system. It's easier to understand that, like, how, like, 100 creates 1, you know? It's like, whereas, like, we have, like, 12 plus 12 is 24, and, like, a yard is 36 inches. How did we get there precisely?
I don't know how we got there. All I know is that Americans are too entrenched in it to be able to use another system of measurement.
Oh, our stupid brains! We can get our heads around it, Mary.
You need to spearhead bringing that back. And I think Vince Colonnese needs to spearhead bringing back the metric system. They tried it once. Maybe you can make it successful.
Okay. All right. We'll save metric for another day. But the idea is, I think we can get a universal time zone, and we just never have to deal with this anymore. This moving daylight saving time.
All right. Well, Mike and I are still scratching our heads and looking at you like you're an insane person. Chris in Woodbridge apparently is another insane person. Chris, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, guys, good morning. You know, we in the military call it Zulu time. We live by Greenwich Mean Time for the most part. So why not get rid of them, Mary? I'm 100% with you. I lived in Arizona for a while. We didn't have it there. Never saw a difference. The only thing this does for me is tells me when I should change my batteries in my smoke detector, and I can figure that out on my own.
And by the way, even when you do that, as my husband regularly does when you change the clocks, they will still, there's still one, at least one, between now and the next time you have to change the batteries when we spring forward in March, that will go off. It doesn't matter. You can change them all you want. They still beep.
But Chris, let me just, Chris, just to get a finer point on this, you want to get rid of time zones entirely.
100%. Let's just go to Zulu time.
Zulu time.
That's what we do in the military. Yeah. Greenwich Mean Time. That's
Chris, do you remember when they tried to change us to metric and how swimmingly that went?
She's still sticking to the metric thing.
Because I'm using it as an example of how this isn't going to work because we're not going to adapt to it. It's just not going to happen. It's not. Chris, thank you. Appreciate it. And thanks for appreciate you joining us on Mornings on the Mall. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. We want to know, is it time to get rid of daylight saving? Why? And if not, why? Why do you like this? And there may not be a lot of people right now who are thinking this is a terrible thing. Oh, you talk to me in March, and you're going to be singing a different story. You're going to be driving to work and going, oh my God, it's so tired. Because it really messes up your rhythm. It's awful. 888-630-WMAL. It's 515 at WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good. Man, am I with you. I can't stand it. Let's get rid of it.
Yay.
All right. And it does affect drivers, too. The time change and the darkness and the lightness, and people have to get used to that. That definitely is an effect, for sure. All right. Here we go out of Frederick. 270. Little bit of volume as you head past the Monocacy down toward Urbana, but that's really about all I'm seeing on the Beltway. Do have two items, pretty minor here, Interloop near Georgia Avenue at the exit ramp. There's a stalled car at the bottom of the exit ramp, but you can get around it, so just be careful as you come toward that exit on Georgia Avenue. On the Beltway, Interloop near Branch Avenue, crash reported on the trip in Virginia. The Beltway, it's fine. No problems getting across the 14th Street Bridge. Bridges into town look good early on here. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today's scattered thunderstorms developing this afternoon. High 73, winds southwest to 10 to 20, chance of rain 40%. Tonight, some passing clouds with a slight chance of a shower throughout the evening with a low of 45. Tomorrow, cloudy, occasional rain in the afternoon, a high of 52 tomorrow. Chance of rain 70%. Currently in our nation's capital, 62 degrees at 517 on WMAL.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
So you're waking up this morning. You're like, wow, I feel great. I feel like I slept for an extra hour. Well, chances are pretty good you did. Because I know I was tired last night. I said, I'm going to go to bed, I'm tired, because my body was thinking it was an hour later. Uh-huh. But when I woke up this morning, I was like, wow, I feel refreshed, I feel really good. In March, you're not going to feel so good. Talk about daylight saving, and more states are saying, we want out, we don't want to do this anymore. It's ridiculous. And I want to know if you agree with this. 888-630-9625. Is it time to get rid of it, Tom? Good morning, Tom. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, guys. First of all, daylight savings time was invented when we were an agrarian society, so it was meant to help farmers. We haven't been that for over 100 years. We're an industrial society now. So, yeah, it's time to do away with that. But putting everyone on the same time zone, there's no good argument you could make for that, and the whole world would be against it, not just Americans. So
it's just but time itself. I mean, picking the number of the day is sort of an arbitrary exercise, no, Tom?
No,
I mean, what would be the downside?
No, it's not, because it identifies morning and evening. The reason the military does it is so there's not any confusion on the times, attack start, or things like that. But there's no other thing in the world that is so important that you need to make sure that everybody understands what time it is. Plus, with computers nowadays, like when I have meetings with people on the West Coast and I send out a meeting request, the computer automatically makes the conversion. So there's just no good reason to do what you're talking about and put everybody on the same 24-hour clock. All it would do is be confuse everybody, and it would just be for your convenience, not for the convenience of others.
Huh.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone would benefit from it. That's where I am on this.
As I've learned, Tom, it's all about Vince. Yes. It's going to be the Norm Morning Show motto.
Let's just do
it's
Vince all time. Yeah,
Vince time. We're right. On Vince time. Tom, thanks so much. Just very quickly, there's the Washington Post has a piece on the five myths about daylight saving.
Uh-huh.
And one of them is that it was for the farmers. That's what we were always taught. But actually, farmers were against it, according to this piece in the Washington Post, because cows can't adjust their schedule. The cow's schedule shift, the cows adjust poorly. And also because the farmers lost hour of morning light means they had to rush to get their crops to market.
Well, this is why you can't surprise the cows about it. You got to tell them in a couple weeks in advance.
True, and if you just tell them that we're all going to the same clock, they'll be down with that. They say it was first proposed by William Willett to the British Parliament in 1907 as a way to take full advantage of the day's light. Germany was the first country to implement it. The U.S. took the practice in entering World War I to save energy. And they say they have no idea how farmers became the mythical source for this, or the blame, however you want to look at it. See, this is the thing. So you get an extra. We're going to have more light in the morning now, like more light at 6 o'clock in the morning. But at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it's dark. Who said that? Who thinks that's a good idea?
So I'm looking at the Washington Post. It had some coverage of this kind of historically, saying that before 1966, that time was basically anything governments or businesses wanted it to be. Everyone just sort of set their clocks to like whatever they thought was the appropriate time.
Okay.
And then apparently Iowa had 23 different daylight saving events each year.
Good old Iowa.
23. I guess, yeah, dealing with all the farming we're talking about.
Yes.
So things were a lot crazier in the past. Apparently, as much as people have problems with daylight saving now, they're a little bit more delineated. There's an actual, like, clock. And the nice thing is now you can, like, you know, you can go on the internet and find a precise second, what time it is, get your atomic clock. I mean, time is a very important thing.
It is, but the fact that we think that you can save it up and then use it later, if that were actually a real thing, there are days that I would bank my time because I'm like, I'm down with it today. But I know next week I have a really crazy week, so I'm going to use my extra hours next week. That's not a real thing. It's not real. It's hypothetical. It's fantasy.
Also, we're living in modern times. We have lighting. we can figure out what to do when the sun goes down. And instead, this morning, all those motorists are going to be hitting that sun glare. Good luck in the drive-in.
Very true. 522 on WMAL.
To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven. TheraWorks Relief can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable, pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Prelia, or Dr. Haggard. Personally,
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
New Tom, you did great yesterday.
I love this job.
You made junk disappear for our customers.
All they had to do was point.
Yeah, but why does the air sparkle and make that sound?
You mean when people point?
Yeah.
That's the magic happening.
The magic?
The 1-800-GOT-JUNK magic.
Does it happen every time?
Every time.
That's the sound of the room getting bigger.
And cleaner.
And happier.
We work until midnight 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
The huge credit bureau breach may have dropped off your newsfeed,
but your information may not have dropped off the dark web. Once your personal information is out there, thieves can use it to steal your identity for months, even years after a breach. Fortunately, it's not too late to get protection with LifeLock. Sign up today and we'll begin using proprietary technology to monitor your personal information for threats, including new accounts in your name, money being stolen from your 401k, or your information being sold on the dark web. And if there's a problem, one of our U.S.-based identity restoration agents will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, you'll know your identity is on our radar, even if the last breach is long forgotten. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK today to get 10% off when you use promo code NEWS. That's promo code NEWS. LifeLock. More detection, more protection.
5:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. We're off to a pretty good Monday morning, and we need a break on a Monday for sure. Around the Beltway through Annandale, Tyson, 66. Not seeing any early signs of brake lights here or problems. And continuing to push inside the Beltway through Falls Church. That looks good. On Interstate 95, northbound as you come through Dale City toward the Occoquan. I'm definitely seeing some of those slowdowns building. Now, over near the Wilson Bridge, or if you're on your way toward the Wilson Bridge, Interloop past Route 5, Branch Avenue crash was reported in that area. So people are cruiser responding. Heading inside the Beltway, 295 and toward the 11th Street Bridge each direction with travel lanes open right now. So good time to get going into our nation's capital. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front on the move. That's our next rainmaker. After a mild, breezy morning, showers, thunderstorms come in this afternoon from west to east at a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 62 degrees at 526 on WMAL.
Okay, this is a big one. So all the nervousness we had going into the weekend, what's going to happen to the Redskins? We talked to Larry Michael on Friday. You know, it was like, oh, they're going to Seattle. Seattle's playing so well. Nobody's beating Seattle. The Redskins beat Seattle yesterday. They actually won this thing yesterday. The Redskins just did it, 17-14. The Redskins now 4-4. The Seahawks now 5-3, beating the Seahawks at home, which is a shock. I'm looking at this Washington Post piece this morning. I can't believe the Redskins just won in Seattle. And that's with an offensive line that's 80% wounded, that completely out of the game. They had to bring players in. They had to activate players to join the roster just to play the game. And they won. They actually won. Josh Doctson, did you see that pass? If you were watching the game, listening to the game, you've got a situation. Josh Doctson ends up catching this pass. It's like on the 5-yard line. He's got a defender on top of him. This is like in the final seconds of the game. His body slides from the 5 to the 1-yard line, and nobody touches him. Nobody. Until a defender rushes up before he can cross the goal line and touches him. And then they pound it in. And they win this thing in an unbelievable victory. Coming up this morning, Trevor Maddich at 7:35 will break down every scintillating moment. And there's a lot of them. 5:28 on WMAL.
Ever open a kitchen cabinet and your pans fall out on the floor? Or reach for spices in the back and everything falls out? And if you're nervous about entertaining for the holidays because your countertops are in such sad shape, we can help. Whether your kitchen needs a little spruce up or a major remodel, experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can help. Check out our website, cabinetdiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, including kitchens, baths, wet bars, entertainment centers, and more. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation with an experienced designer who will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com. That's cabinetdiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Have you ever heard the term roofing slump? Google it. It refers to the time period following the first snowfall until the spring melt, when roofing contractors tend to get very slow. For most people, roofing is a fall or spring thing. Once the first snowflake hits the ground, people tend to stop thinking about their roof. While the roofing slump is bad for us, it's great for you because it means it's Slump Buster season right now. Slump Buster is the fall season prior to the first snowfall where New Look Home Design has one of its biggest sales of the year. Now through the first snowfall, New Look Home Design is giving customers 50% off all roofing materials. Buy 1 square foot of roofing shingles, get 1 square foot free. It's the roofs we install now that help carry us through the slow winter months. Call 800-279-5300. Again, that's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Take advantage of huge pre-winter slump buster savings.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll tell you what we know about that church shooting in Texas. Just terrible. And also, what happened to Bo Bergdahl? We'll tell you that, too. It is now 5:30 on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Election in Virginia. Complete coverage Tuesday night on WMAL. A Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The man authorities have identified as the gunman in yesterday's shooting spree at a Texas church was discharged from the Air Force for allegedly assaulting his wife and child, according to an Air Force spokesman. 26-year-old Devin Kelly was sentenced to 12 months confinement after a 2012 court-martial. Meanwhile, President Trump is offering his condolences to the victims of the Texas church shootings.
In tragic times, Americans always pull together. We are always strongest when we are unified. To the wounded and the families of the victims, all of America is praying for you, supporting you, and grieving alongside of you.
And the president called the gunman a deranged individual. He spoke during a joint news conference with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. In Japan, the president says the U.S. and Japan can have a much better future.
President Trump says Japan has had the upper hand over the U.S. when it comes to trade.
Try building your cars in the United States instead of shipping them over. Is that possible to ask? That's not rude. Is that rude? I don't think so.
Mr. Trump says the U.S. and Japan will be able to come to an agreement that benefits both countries. President Trump and Prime Minister Abe said they see eye to eye with the North Korea situation, saying maximum pressure should be placed on Pyongyang. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Over 41,000 Virginians have already cast ballots ahead of tomorrow's election. That's up about 61% from 2013's early voting levels. The Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is offering a reward of up to $10,000 for information leading to an arrest and conviction in the shooting death of an off-duty D.C. police sergeant in Baltimore over the weekend. Baltimore police say the sergeant and a woman were sitting in a parked car when someone shot them. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,530, the NASDAQ at 67,64. Sports sponsored by George Washington University Hospital. The Redskins get the upset win in Seattle. The Eagles and Cowboys win. The Giants lose. The Ravens lose. In the late game, the Raiders win. NBA, the Wizards win. NHL, the Caps host the Coyotes tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The George Washington University Hospital and the GW Transplant Institute, providing comprehensive of compassionate kidney transplant and donor options. To find a doctor, call 1-888-4-GW-DOCS or visit gwhospital.com. Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Obey school zone speed limits. Children may not always stay on the sidewalk or within crosswalk lines, so you need to be extra careful while driving through school zones. Since a lot of morning traffic is comprised of parents driving children to school, you should also watch out for other vehicles slowing down or suddenly stopping to let children out. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Hey, honey, how's the business trip? Oh, that's great. Yes, I remembered to get the truck serviced. No, I didn't need to make an appointment. Instead of going to the dealer, I just pulled into Jiffy Lube, where they do all the service while you wait, so I don't need a rental car. Yes, their services will still meet our warranty requirements, because their highly trained technicians use the same manufacturer recommendations as the dealer, so it's more convenient, more value for the same protection, and they keep all our service records. Oh, and I miss you.
In a noisy world, Northern Virginia's own NOVEC is listening to its customers who want reliable, affordable electricity, renewable energy options, and ways to save energy and money. NOVEC delivers the most reliable power in the region, and customers are paying less for electricity than they did 8 years ago. NOVEC is listening and responding. That's because this not-for-profit cooperative is owned by the people it serves. NOVEC. Listening. Responding.
when you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, with depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, has provided more than 100,000 life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Often, medication and talk therapy are not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, "My happy mom is back."
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit hopetms.com. That's hopetms.com.
If you missed it, here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxel.
The good saver, they're not going to go bankrupt, but they're going to have another problem. The other problem is they're not ever going to feel comfortable using the money, even when they should, even when it's responsible, even when it's just. So a lot more training has to be done with our TSP millionaires.
Catch Winter at a new time, Saturdays at noon here on WMAL or online at wintertroxel.com.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270 in the northbound direction. If you're safe coming off the beltway or off the spur, northbound right near Montrose, had the crash. Minor, they tell me, was crowding the left lane. So you see a little bit of that activity as you come southbound, but so far not seeing too much of any rubbernecking delays. Slowest stretch 270. Here we come out of Frederick down past the Monocacy. Border Bannon 109 starting to fill in with those delays. Let's get you around the Beltway over toward the Wilson Bridge after you pass Route 5 Branch Avenue. Had the incident over to the shoulder. Just a little distraction, but you're pretty much up at speed. Continuing beyond that and to the Wilson Bridge. 95 Virginia. Definitely seeing some of those delays filling in Dale City to Woodbridge. 395. Fantastic right now. Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge. I'm not seeing much of any delays. No problems reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers, thunderstorms rolling west to east. Second part of the day. Today's high 73 on a southwest breeze. Overnight tonight, a slight chance of showers early. 45 with a north breeze as the front is through. Tomorrow, occasional rain coming back in the afternoon and a cool 52. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 58 in Haymarket, 59 in La Plata, 62 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
at AM 630.
WMAL.
Happy Monday morning to you. Joining us at 635, John Lott. He is with the Crime Prevention Research Center. We'll discuss that deadly shooting in Texas with him at 7:05. It's Joe DeGeneva. At 7:35, Trevor Maddich. 7:45, Pete Schneider, the chair of Ed Gillespie's campaign about that big election on Tuesday. And at 8:05, Michael Oslin. He is with the Hoover Institute, and we'll discuss President Trump's trip to Asia with him. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonese.
Good morning. I want to give you the latest on this shooting in Sutherland Springs, Texas, yesterday at First Baptist Church. At least 26 people have been killed, and another 20 have been injured after this shooter opened fire inside of this church. The victims range in age from 5 to 72. The pastor's daughter among the dead, I believe 14 years old. The suspect's name, Devin Patrick Kelly. He's 26 years old. He's a Texas resident. He was an Air Force veteran, served from 2010 to 2014. He left after he had a bad conduct discharge for assaulting his wife and child. He had been sentenced to a year's confinement. That's according to the Air Force, speaking to the LA Times. He was killed yesterday after a chase, and right now they're trying to figure out precisely how he died. We do know that he was confronted after he left that church by a gunman. So to kind of give you the timeline, around 11:20 a.m. yesterday morning, the suspect was spotted at a gas station nearby. And then a little bit after that, he crosses the street and begins firing on the church and then moves to the right side of it, keeps shooting, and then he enters the church and he continues to open fire. And now against the congregation. He leaves the church after this, after killing and maiming many of the people in the room. And it's at that point that there's a local man who engages him with his own weapon. And the suspect here, Devin Patrick Kelly, drops his gun and gets into his vehicle and tries to flee. And a chase ensues. I've seen some reports that they were driving, you know, upwards of 100 miles an hour at times. And eventually, the shooter ended up dying in the vehicle, and we don't know how. If it was as a result of the gunshot wounds that he sustained from the Good Samaritan here, from the guy who brought this thing to an end, perhaps, or if it was from a self-inflicted wound. Here is some audio for you. This is Freeman Martin. He's the regional director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, and he gave some details about the latest last night on what they knew about this.
At approximately 11:20 this morning, a suspect was seen at a Valero gas station in Sutherland Springs, Texas. He was dressed in all black. That suspect crossed the street to the church, exited his vehicle, and began firing at the church. That suspect then moved to the right side of the church and continued to fire. That suspect entered the church and continued to fire. As he exited the church, a local resident grabbed his rifle and engaged that suspect. The suspect dropped his rifle, which was a Ruger AR assault-type rifle, and fled from the church. Our local citizen pursued the suspect at that time. A short time later, as law enforcement responded, that suspect, right at the Wilson, Guadalupe County line, he ran off the roadway and crashed out and was found deceased in his vehicle. At this time, we don't know if it was a self-inflicted gunshot wound or if he was shot by our local resident who engaged him in gunfire. We know he's deceased in the vehicle.
Yeah, I was watching this morning as I was getting ready, so I'm actually listening as I'm getting ready this morning, and there were two people who chased him. There was the guy who came outside who lived right near the church who got his rifle, and he came outside and confronted the guy, shot him, he dropped his rifle. He got in a truck with another gentleman, and told the guy what was going on. The two of them chased him, so the driver was on the phone with dispatch telling them where they were, and his passenger, who was the gentleman who shot him, the Good Samaritan who shot him the first time, or Hero, as I like to call him, kept his gun trained on the car. They did hit high speeds, as you said. When he went off the road, they got out, kept their weapons on him, told him to come out of the car, and he didn't. But they just kept their weapons drawn on him. So they did not fire on him again after the accident. So when the police came up, no one in that interview mentioned any kind of gunshots in the car. Mm-hmm. So he may have been hurt when he may have, you know, been mortally wounded when he was shot outside the church. But he did have some kind of body. He had some kind of vest on. But maybe the accident, if it was at a high rate of speed, could have also just finally just been what it was that did him in. Or, you know, maybe he shot himself in the car while he was driving, and that's why he went off the road. So
we'll still get details on that. John Lott joins us this morning at 6:35 to break down the latest of what we know, and certainly all of the gun debate that's already ensuing. You have a bunch of celebrities already attacking anybody who's even suggesting prayers as a reaction to this. You have, by the way, the name of this hero here, supposedly Stephen Williford, 55 years old, a man who grabbed his own rifle, rushed to confront Devin Kelly after his daughter alerted him to the fact that this was going on, that the attack was underway. Williford is described as a plumber with no military experience, shot him in the side through a gap in his body armor, and Johnny Langerdorf
was the
other passing resident that ended up jumping in a car with him, and the two going on a pursuit that ended in the death of this suspect. We'll keep tracking the story. John Lott joins us at 6:35, 5:43 here on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. People from all walks of life benefit from the love and assistance of service dogs. Founded in 2014, Semper Canine provides service dogs to veterans free of charge. The organization, run by a Marine Corps veteran, takes rescue dogs from shelters and trains them for duty as service dogs. More at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard us talking about MediShare on the radio or heard people saying how they're really thankful for MediShare, and you're like, okay, what exactly are you talking about? Hey, it's a great question. So here's what it is. MediShare is a nationwide community of Christians who share each other's medical costs. Here's why it's grown so much. MediShare costs about half what other healthcare programs cost. It's flexible, too, so you can pick a plan that fits your monthly budget, and you get to choose your own doctor from one of America's largest networks. Something else people really appreciate? You don't have to pay for procedures or prescriptions that go against your beliefs. And you know what the best part is? It works. And it's worked for more than 20 years. People who've experienced catastrophic health bills get their needs met. People pray for each other. MediShare is a nonprofit, faith-based ministry, and it could be a huge blessing to you. Here's how you can find out more. Call 844-91-BIBLE, now available in Montana. Call 844-91-BIBLE, 844-91-BIBLE.
545, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 northbound, it's on the spur, the crash, northbound 270, right after the exit for Democracy Boulevard. Do it looks like a MDOT truck there. Left lane is blocked and no delay. So you are coming up on that at speed. If you're, say, coming around the Beltway, passing River Road and continuing onto the spur, be very careful after Democracy with that incident. Not causing any rubbernecking delays southbound because can't see it. All right, for the most part of 270 now out of Frederick through Urbana and Hyattstown, definitely seeing those brake lights filling in on the ride in the district, in through Chevrolet and Riverdale, starting to bog down. It looks like the crash was reported from southbound BW Parkway onto the exit ramp to 50, where it splits for 50-295, so that's where we have the activity, so it affects both 50 and the BW Parkway. To the Wilson Bridge, travel lanes open, good time to get going now, and at the American Legion Bridge on the right shoulder, it was from the overnight road work. Still seeing some flashing lights. No delay. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front moving through and a little damp, cooler weather on the way as we go ahead through the next 24 to 36 hours. Showers, thunderstorms rolling west to east. Second part of the day. Today's high 73 on a southwest breeze. Overnight tonight, a slight chance of showers early, 45 with a north breeze as the front is through. Tomorrow, occasional rain coming back in the afternoon and a cool 52. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 62 degrees at 547 on WMAL. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by LifeLock.
A recent data breach may have compromised the identities of millions of people. Freezing your credit may not be enough. Identity theft goes beyond credit fraud, like selling your info on the dark web. Help protect your identity. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code RISK to save 10%.
Let's talk Bo Bergdahl. On Friday, he was spared prison. Now, he faced a maximum term of life in prison. Remember, Bo Bergdahl is the guy who decided to just leave. He's in Afghanistan, and he felt, according to his story, that there were misdeeds going on in his unit. So he was going to leave in Taliban country, and he was just going to walk to another unit, and he was going to tell them about all the things that were going on in his unit because he was so upset with the command. And shockingly, he was captured by the Taliban, and for 5 years, tortured. He has permanent nerve damage in his feet and legs from the torture, from, you know, the way he was forced to stand. And he was in a cage, a suspended cage.
Yeah.
And we traded five high-ranking Guantanamo Bay prisoners to get him back. President Obama traded five for Bo Bergdahl, who voluntarily walked away. We know that there were soldiers who were injured, who were looking for him. There was testimony by those who were injured. There is one man now who can't speak, who's in a wheelchair. He was shot in the head looking for Bo Bergdahl. They all testified at his sentencing, and this judge said, you know what? He's going to be dishonorably discharged, demoted to private. He has to forfeit $10,000 in pay. And that's it.
It's incredible.
That's it.
It's incredible that that's the end of this. In Bo Bergdahl's case, you know, you mentioned those who were wounded. Also, there's been mention many times over the years of six soldiers who died looking for Bergdahl. Yes. That number has been one that's been debated in the press as something that they were doing other things, that were they were a part of other missions, but they were keeping their eyes open for Bo Bergdahl at the same time. But in no way should that be seen as some sort of, you know, it's so upsetting, all of this. That people not only were wounded, that people died, that Bergdahl was able to get away with this, that his parents were celebrated in the Rose Garden, that his family was celebrated, Barack Obama welcoming them, trading him for five Taliban back, sending them back, and then in the end of this, he does no jail time, none at all, and we saw reports that the judge in this case, the colonel who was overseeing this hearing, allowed President Trump's statements on Twitter to influence his opinion on the sentencing.
Well, he responded in responding to a defense motion on Trump's comments, because that's what the defense used, that he poisoned the case. The colonel ruled that they had not influenced him or affected Bergdahl's chances of a fair sentence, but he would consider them a mitigating factor.
Yeah.
Apparently, he didn't consider the statements of the families and the men whose lives have forever been changed, who are not, that man in a wheelchair who was shot in the head who can't speak now. He's going to forever be serving a life sentence because of Bo Bergdahl. So I don't understand this. However, there's a little bit of a tiny little bit of hope here. His punishment has to be improved by the commanding general of the U.S. Army Forces Command. And then it will automatically be reviewed. It's automatically appealed and reviewed. And the discharge will not take effect until an appellate court affirms his conviction and sentence. So this commanding general may not approve the punishment, because this is so outrageous and so insane. I can't even wrap my brain around it. When I heard this, I was like, wait, what? It's crazy.
Joe DeGeneva joins us 7:05 this morning to break this down and what we could expect. I imagine Joe is not going to be happy about this. Last we talked to him, he was looking for a big old life sentence for Bo Bergdahl. That's not what we got. We'll find out what he thinks this morning at 7:05.
It is now 5:51, and here's El Rushbaugh.
Donna Bazile has opened a hornet's nest for the Democrats. The Politico has published excerpts of her new book. In this book, Donna Bazile details how Hillary took control of the DNC before the 2016 primaries. After Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz was forced out, Bazile took over as acting head of the DNC, and she discovered the agreement giving control of Democrat Party finances, strategy, and fundraising to Hillary. It was signed in 2015, a full year before Hillary became the nominee. Now, after the story broke Thursday morning, CNN's Jake Tapper asked Senator Elizabeth Warren if the Democrat primary was rigged for Hillary, and she said yes. Well, I could have told you that. In fact, I did tell you that last year during the primary. So did Trump and the supporters of Bernie Sanders, the victims of this crooked deal. Pocahontas got elected to the Senate by promising voters she had the courage to speak truth to power. Yet when Hillary's power was stomping on Bernie, Pocahontas remained silent. After first playing coy, supporting neither Hillary nor Bernie, she folded to power and threw her support behind the woman who rigged the election, Hillary Clinton. Donna Bazile exposed how the game was rigged and also exposed what hacks and frauds Democrats like Senator Elizabeth Warren really are.
General all-around good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Everybody knows Black Friday's coming up, but now you can get early access to Simply Safe's Black Friday sale. $200 off Simply Safe's holiday security system. This system is a true bestseller. It's a 13-piece arsenal that covers your whole house. Simply Safe has made everything about security effortless. It takes less than an hour to set up. That's because the system is built on a wireless platform. Simply Safe has no long-term contract. It's just $15 a month for best-in-industry 24/7 alarm monitoring. And with Simply Safe, you're never locked into a long-term contract. contract. It's month to month, giving you total flexibility. Do not miss the chance to save $200 during Simply Safe's special pre-holiday sale. Visit SimplySafeUSA.com to check it out now for a limited time. SimplySafeUSA.com to get an amazing $200 off your home security system. SimplySafeUSA.com.
Is your daily life interrupted by dental pain, repetitive dental visits, or constant dental worry? Are you tired of hiding your smile? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has the solution with Sedation Dental Care and Hybridge Dental Implants. Our award-winning Sedation Dental Care, matched with the Hybridge Dental Implant process and many other levels of routine and complex dental care, deliver astounding results with you, the patient, in mind. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has a proven and simplified approach to complete your dental care. Enjoy significantly more comfortable and shorter treatment time and the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. Learn how Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you enjoy the foods you love, smile freely, and live the life you deserve. Attend a free sedation and Hybridge Dental Implant Seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry on Monday, November 13th to understand your dental options. Seating is limited, so register today at 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. That's 301-530-2434 or online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
It's 5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Route 5. If you're heading northbound after the 301 split, look out. We have delays here quickly forming. The crash is before Surratt's Road right near Earnshaw Drive. You have police on the scene there, so trying to help out. Obviously, north on 5, seeing those delays north as you push past Brandywine Road, so get ready. Now to the Wilson Bridge, we're delay-free. American Legion Bridge, good each direction. Even though coming out of Virginia still had some flashing lights on the right shoulder from the overnight work zone project, but not causing any delays. 270, northbound on the spur after Democracy Boulevard. That crash blocks the left lane. No delays, but something to watch for as you come up on speed. And southbound as you come out of Frederick through Urbana and Hyattstown. That's where I'm seeing some of that stop and go. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front on the move. That's our next rainmaker. After a mild, breezy morning, showers, thunderstorms come in this afternoon from west to east at a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 64 degrees at 5:56 on WMAL.
36 days after landing in one of the world's most dangerous places, U.S. Marine Corporal Jake Schick's life changed forever.
Yeah, I was severely wounded in Iraq, conducted combat operations in the Sunni Triangle in 2004.
His Humvee hit a landmine. Within 2 days, he was back in the United States for the first of nearly 50 surgeries.
Once I got back here, my real battle started.
Jake lost a leg and sustained traumatic brain injury. He spent 18 months in hospitals with family right beside him.
You need your family. You need your support system. You know, you need people like Fisher House.
It's a home away from home for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at no cost to families.
Just very thankful to the Fisher House for what they did for my family that entire time and for the things they continue to do.
You can help by making Fisher House your charity of choice on your CFC pledge form.
Fisher House, they were always there, so that was cool.
The CFC, Fisher House, and you. Find out how you can make a difference at fisherhouse.org.
Mike and I went on our honeymoon to Maui, and it was amazing. We were like, let's move here. So we bought a timeshare there. In 2015, we were expecting our firstborn child, and it became a lot of work just to get out of the house, let alone to Maui.
Finally, one of Kelly's friends told us about the timeshare exit team.
They were amazing. So now we can go on other vacations and not have to worry about money spent on a timeshare.
Time changes everything. If your timeshare no longer fits your life, go to timeshareexitteam.com.
I'd like to say a few words about my old pal, Tom. Tom was always dependable. If you needed to move a couch, call Tom. When tickets fell into my lap, Tom was my guy. Yeah, I miss him. And frankly, I blame myself. I mean, I was the one who told him he should be smarter about dating. I was the one who told him to call the professionals at It's Just Lunch. It's not like those internet deals, I told him. It's easy, and a real-life person matches you up with someone you'll dump your buddies for. How should I know he'd take my advice? But he did. He called It's Just Lunch, and now... Oh, well, it's all sorry, man. I've got plans. I'd love to, but got another date that night. So, yeah, nice work. It's Just Lunch. Thanks to you, it looks like I'll be resodding the yard myself next weekend.
At It's Just Lunch, they make dating fun and easy for busy singles. Take time out of your busy life and have some fun. Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owner's insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owner's insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owner's insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Wednesday.
Why are you interested in working at our company?
Imagine trying to land your dream job.
I hope I got the job.
And having the whole thing televised.
I'm so nervous right now.
Real people.
The first impression is everything.
Real jobs.
What do you think makes you a good fit?
Real interviews.
I'm always the person that strategizes.
These are the great jobs.
Somebody's about to get hired.
I really want this job so bad.
It's going to be a tough decision.
The Job Interview. Series premiere Wednesday, 10 Eastern and Pacific. CNBC. Get yours.
Vince, tell him what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, the President of the United States in Japan right now, and you should see the way he feeds koi. It's unbelievable. Very American.
And John Lott, the